Well, now to a bit more of a somber topic, because it's, I guess, a topic that gets quite a lot of attention here in Australia, at least, with Pink Ribbon Day and so on. But I'm just wondering if you or anyone you know has been touched by breast cancer. I know I certainly know of, well, I know a few friends who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, one just a couple of days ago, actually. So it can be quite an emotional time. And there are questions of, well, where do you go? What do you do? How do you deal with the emotions involved? Well, Pacific Island New Zealander Andrea Fairbairn was diagnosed with breast cancer twice, once in 2011 and once in 2007, I should say, and again in 2011. She kept a journal of her experience and has now started a website called Breast Cancer Nirvana, hoping to reach others affected by breast cancer and to raise awareness among Pacific Islander women. And she's joining us now from New Zealand. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Heather. It's great to talk to you.
I was really interested, Andrea, by the title of your website, Breast Cancer Nirvana. Now, Nirvana, as I understand it, is a word that sort of stems from Buddhism. In simple terms, I guess most people understand it as a state of eternal happiness. So why breast cancer Nirvana?
It's a good question. When I set up the website, I wanted it to have a title or a name that when people came to it, that they might come away with a bit of a feeling of peace or just maybe feeling a bit better, just a sort of aspirational. And I've tried to keep most of the content on there quite uplifting, and you know, nice photos and quite, you know, nice colours, and so people can come to it and actually have a little bit of, I guess, respite from the horrible sides of breast cancer.
Mm. And I'm actually looking at the page now, and it is very nice, and it's got a lovely picture of shells on the sand on the front page, and it's got a little bit about yourself. So tell us, I mean, why did you decide to put this blog, this website together?
Well, it just sort of, yeah, it kind of came out of just nowhere in a way. Obviously, I was diagnosed in 2007, and I had a really hard time. I went through a lot of really harsh treatments, and I was just really sort of recovering from those. And then when I had the shock of the second diagnosis, I was feeling really well. And by the way, I didn't find any lumps myself, so it was in, you know, testing and mammograms and that sort of thing. I really felt that I kind of learned a whole lot the first time, and I felt that if I had to do things again, I wanted to do them a bit differently, and I thought it would be a really good idea to put things on a blog initially, just to kind of keep people informed, to reduce all of those numbers of communications with people. And when I started doing that, I just started getting other ideas about what I'd quite like to do, to bring together lots of resources. And actually, when I found out I needed to do chemotherapy, I thought, oh, this would be kind of a nice positive thing to do while I'm doing that. So, and it's just kind of evolved. I've had lots of really good ideas as I've gone, and people have told me things that they'd like to see on there. And I just really wanted to bring together lots of resources and bring together inspiring stories and real life stories, practical tips, so that, you know, also a lot of the people around us have no experience of breast cancer or cancer, and you know, might feel a bit awkward. So I wanted to have a place that they could read about what I was going through and kind of reduce that awkwardness and uncertainty. Mm.
So did you find that yourself, Andrea, that when you were diagnosed, people didn't quite know what to say to you, how to approach you?
Yes and no. The first time, obviously, I was pretty shocked myself. Yeah. But, I did find, you know, and lots of people will say this, that, you know, some people kind of disappear. And I know myself, back in my 20s, I had a couple of friends with different types of cancer, and I wasn't quite sure how to talk to them. So I remember thinking that at the time, you know, I did notice some people stayed really close and some people kind of drifted off, and this time I feel like some of the people that may have kind of disappeared Heavens did, read my blogs, and now they feel quite comfortable talking to me.
And as you said, you found it very sort of therapeutic writing about it yourself. Now, I know that one of the things that you hope to do with this blog, I mean, it's a great blog for anyone who is going through breast cancer or even family and friends, but you were also hoping to raise awareness among Pacific Islander women more specifically. Why is that?
Well, that's sort of quite a recent recent thing that I'd like to get more involved with, and obviously I'm just in August, I'll finish all my treatment and I'll have a bit more energy then, but well, what I've found, I've had a couple of Samoan friends who've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and just looking around at the resources available and that sort of thing, and you know, a lot of us have mentioned, even the Cancer Society in New Zealand, oh, you know, we'd really love to have some more resources and to just raise awareness with Pacific Island women in particular. You know, just to, the statistics aren't that good in New Zealand, and probably, I would imagine, in Australia, just picking up the different ethnic groups. And then as soon as I started launching this website, I got all this feedback from Pacific Island women saying, wow, this is really great. Can we work with you? And can we work with you to get this message out and just try and reduce that complexity and stigma and the barriers to getting, you know, a mammogram or, you know, actually going to the doctor and having things checked out?
Do you think there is a cultural difference between how women of different backgrounds experience breast cancer?
Well, it's hard to say, but I guess the statistics show a story that in New Zealand, the Māori and Pacific Island diagnoses often are at later stage, and you know, so they often can have lower survival rates. And what I've learnt through my research is that the more support a woman has going through breast cancer, the higher her survival rate. So there's obviously a bit of work to do there.
Now, just looking at the website, it's got some fantastic things. I mean, it's got things like, you know, funky bras and accessories too, things that can make you actually feel better while you're going through some of that pretty full-on treatment, whether it be chemotherapy, radiotherapy, or even just all those doctor's appointments that never seem to end.
That's right. Yeah, and even though a lot of, you know, it's in New Zealand, it's 1 in 9 New Zealand women are affected by breast cancer. There's still not a heap of information about, you know, the best bras or, you know, where to go to get this or that. And also just trying to get really kind of modern, fashionable and colourful things. So, yeah, there's a little bit of work to do in that area, and I just wanted to try and bring together some of those resources to make it a little bit easier for people.
And, of course, you're also encouraging people to keep a blog, and I was just reading through that, and one thing that I saw on that, you had 7 tips on setting up a blog. Write regularly and as freely as you can. You won't be able to access how you felt about today in 2 months' time, so jot it down today. Some great tips on setting up blogs and the benefits of it too. Just, I mean, why is that so important, do you think?
Keeping a blog? Well, what I was thinking about the other day is that when people write down their story or talk about their story, it's kind of win-win-win-win-win, because first of all, the person who's reading it or listening learns or understands that person better or learns about breast cancer, but also the person who's writing it, it's quite a healing experience to actually get those feelings out, because often it's with a diagnosis, often there's so much shock and fear and there's so many emotions, it's sometimes hard to kind of get them all out, and you know, the grief involved in that, and it's really nice to sort of have an avenue to safely get those feelings out. It can be, you know, holding a lot of feelings and holding a lot of shock for quite a long time.
Yeah. Well, look, we're coming up to news time, so we have run out of time, Andrea, but it has been really lovely speaking to you, and I'd recommend anyone who is interested or touched by breast cancer to take a look at your blog. It's called breastcancernirvana.co.nz if you want to type it into your search engine. thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us, and best luck with your continuing treatment.
Thanks so much, Heather. Really appreciate it.